Right now at Kohl's, shop Black Friday deals that are too great to wait. And save big with an extra 20% off. Find gifts for everyone on your list. Plus, get a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday deals and save on the season's must-have gifts. Right now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles, select deals, valid November 8th through 10th. 20% offer valid November 6th through 10th with promo code SHOPPING. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire. Packed with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DBMPE.com.
Groovy.
Welcome back, True Believers. This is David Hickney. I decided to continue the show even after the disaster that was last week. Let me just let you know that Danny will not be back on the show. Fuck that guy. I thought he knew a lot more than he did. And Bill's Pizza did show up here. I don't know how he got my address, but his pizza showed up here. It tasted pretty good, I'm not going to lie. But this week, we have something else to talk about, and we have a new expert. We are going to talk about the catfish. Not any old catfish, but the catfish. And we have a special guest here to talk about that. Could you tell us who you are and why you're an expert?
Yes, this is Katie Dover, and I am a forensic social information security specialist, and I specialize in the catfish, and I'm very happy to be here today.
Excellent. Could you explain to us what the catfish is?
Yes, so the catfish is actually a giant fish, mm-hmm. and it sits in front of the computer, and it will try to con money out of you.
Wait, so it's a fish that sits in front of a computer?
Yes.
But how does that work?
Well, they pretend that they are actually an attractive person because, you know, their online presence is unidentifiable. You can't actually see them. They are actually terrified of the webcam.
Okay. But how does it, like, use, like, a mouse? It's a fish. It's got flippers.
There are ways. There are ways. It can be voice-controlled, bubble-controlled. There's a lot of technology that the general public actually doesn't know about.
Bubble-controlled?
Yes. It's computers. Very highly advanced.
Probably something the government is keeping from us there, True Believers. Bubble-controlled computers. It sounds like something we should have. And we don't.
But it's a universal language.
This catfish has bubble-controlled computers.
It does.
Okay. Yes. And so what is it? It goes online,
mm-hmm.
and it gets money from people?
Yeah, it kind of lures you in. It'll tell you that it loves you, makes you feel special.
Okay.
And, you know, it'll tell you that it had a bad relationship and get you just to play on it plays on your emotions. So that eventually you send it money, and it robs you blind.
Sounds like my ex-wife.
Yes. She may have been a catfish.
We could no, talk I after had the sex show. With her. She wasn't a fish.
Well, you know.
Have you had an experience with one of these catfish?
I have not, but I have studied them extensively.
Okay. Like, from, like, videotape, or just, how did you study them?
Well, I have access to their computers.
You have access to their computers. Have you
Absolutely.
Seen an image of the fish at a computer?
It's been very grainy through the webcam.
Okay. So you've seen grainy photos, kind of like Sasquatch. You see photos like that.
Yes, but it's a catfish.
Right. No, I understand. Yes. It's not Sasquatch. I'm saying the quality of the photo is that of which you would see with a Sasquatch photo.
You might say that.
Or a Loch Ness Monster photo.
No. this is not actually an aquatic creature.
I'm not talking about the location. I'm talking about the quality of the photo, the grain, the exposure, the shutter speed, the aperture.
Yes.
Color balance.
Yes.
ISO.
In bubble language, that's a lot simpler, but yes.
Okay. We're gonna actually take some callers early. I think we've got a lot of people that are calling in about this one. Anybody? Let's see. We've got one coming in. Caller, go ahead. And who are you? And where are you from?
Oh, hello. My name's Trevor. And I just want to say I'm a photographer by profession. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just dropped something. I'm a photographer by profession. And there are many, many ways of capturing these creatures on film.
Okay.
They don't have to be grainy. I mean, they make all kinds of different types of film. And you can definitely catch them.
Okay.
I guess what I'm saying is that's no excuse with technology the way it is today.
Trevor, what is your IP address?
Oh, I'm not going to give you that, because that's private information. You just need to know my name's Trevor.
Why do you want Trevor's IP address?
Well, because this could be useful information to my investigation.
Because she works for the government and she wants to come find me.
You don't work for the government, do you?
Bubble no.
What does bubble no mean?
I think bubble's code for she works for the government and she's going to try to come find me.
Who is this Trevor? We don't know this Trevor.
Shit.
No,
I'm gonna have to burn down my trailer now.
But I'm calling for you.
Okay, yes.
But the catfish is real.
Okay, how do you know the catfish is real?
I know the catfish is real because after my wife died, very natural causes, I just feel like I need to say that because sometimes when I say my wife, people look at me funny.
I completely understand.
She had cancer. It's not no joking matter.
I apologize.
GMOs, bad. Just saying. But after my wife died, I was very lonely, and so I went on the interwebs to try to meet someone.
And it's the same as the internet?
It is the same as the internet.
Okay.
I had to try to meet someone, and I met a very lovely woman named Kat. She said it was short for Catherine. After we talked for a certain amount of time, I wanted to meet her in person because, you know, as lovely as it is to be able to talk to somebody, you know, sometimes just seeing face-to-face is more satisfactory, you know?
Oh, yeah,
and maybe
definitely.
You know, a little bit of contact. It doesn't have to be sexual contact. Just like a little hand-holding.
But it,
maybe
it could
hugs.
Be sexual contact.
Well, there could be. I wouldn't advocate against that or for it. But
did Kat tell you that she loved you?
She didn't use those words, but she said that I was unlike any other person she'd ever met and that I was extremely special to her.
Yes. And had she just come out of a bad relationship herself?
Oh yeah. She had a boyfriend that was very neglectful. Apparently, he worked all the time and bought her lots of gifts, but cheated on her and was never really around.
That's
classic
awful.
Case. This is a classic case.
And I promised her that I would always. I couldn't maybe afford the fancy gifts, but that I would always be there to listen to her and to spend time with her and to treat her like the queen that she was.
And yet, did you ever see her on the webcam?
Well, she said that during one of her ex's drunken fits, he threw the webcam and broke it, and so she couldn't afford a new one because she was working three part-time jobs.
Right. It's very convenient. They play on your emotions. They try to get your money. And when you didn't send these gifts, did you hear from Catherine again?
I did hear from Catherine again. I was supposed to meet her along one of the locks. Near my house, and I got there, and she wasn't there. She described herself as a tall, freckles, red hair, you know, a very Merida looking,
yes.
Which you know I love that movie. So I was like, oh, this.
What movie is that?
It's called Brave.
Yes,
I don't know if you guys have it.
It has three little bears.
It does. Adorable little bears.
They do not speak bubble,
though. I waited for 2 hours, and she wasn't there, but I looked off into the lock, and there was just this big catfish, like the size of a person, just flopping around. And and I swear, it looked at me and laughed.
The fish laughed at you.
The fish looked at me and laughed.
You hear that, true believers?
It pointed a fin at me.
Laughing fish.
They have a very sick sense of
humor. And I never heard from Kat again.
You have been victimized. Oh my goodness. There are groups for you. I would love to get your information, Trevor, and talk to you after the show, and I will put you in touch with support groups. Because this is a classic case.
Yeah, okay.
And your IP address.
I won't give you my IP address, but I can give you, my.
Why are you so obsessed with his IP address?
It's just standard procedure.
It's not standard procedure.
I don't think it is. Seems weird.
Like, where you're from, because where I'm from, no one asks each other. It's okay.
Where are you from?
I can find it.
Where does it sound like I'm from?
No, not you.
I'm from Halifax, Virginia.
Halifax?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've always heard it as Halifax.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well.
Well, this is not Halifax. We get that mistake a lot.
Okay. And Trevor, where are you from?
I'm from out of state.
All right. Thank you, Trevor. You are so brave for sharing that with us.
Thank you. I just don't want anyone else to become victimized.
No, of course not. Of course not. We're going to go ahead and take a break right now. You're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with some more Freak of the Week.
Nerd Therapy, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Hey, we're in a field.
It's the most boring corn circle I've ever seen.
Well, considering it's all straight lines, it's the worst corn circle.
All right, as you guys round the corner, you can hear a ruckus coming from the back of the farmhouse.
Is this like a domestic situation?
Hey, there's a guy in front of him.
Hey, there's a couple guys.
Are they dead? Are those bodies?
They're not dead.
They're trying to fight off whatever these creatures are.
What the heck are these? It's the Green Goblin.
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 Like what you hear? Hit the subscribe button.
Hey, everyone. We're back here with Freak of the Week. I'm David Hickney. We're talking this week with Katie Dover about the catfish, a giant fish that lures your money off of you using the internet. Is that right?
Yes, yes. Okay. They pretend to be very attractive to entice you in, and then they actually just want you to send them money. That's the gist.
That sounds horrible. We've got a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm sorry, Mr. Hickney, you forgot to introduce me.
This is because this is segment two.
I would think that you would remember me since I'm literally here for
That's because this is a segment two, and you're not supposed to talk till segment three.
Is this segment two?
Yes, you should have been paying attention. We took Trevor's call during segment one, and now, everyone, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Elizabeth Morpin, our resident contrarian. I really don't care.
Why doesn't she have a chair?
Because they told me it wasn't part of their budget.
That's right.
Oh. Well, you know,
I'm going to go wait in the break room.
The flowers in my room are nice.
Thank you.
I mean, I love the flowers and the wine. Thank you for having
me. No problem.
I barely get water. I'm glad you're enjoying the flowers
she's still
and the
talking.
Wine.
All right, caller.
Your IP address. I'll set you up.
Oh, my God.
Yes, hello.
Caller, where are you from? What's your name?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, yes, my name is Seymour.
Seymour.
Yes, I would just like to say I'm a big fan of Freak of the Week, and
thank
I
you.
Listen all the time.
Thank you.
And David, I'm a really big fan of yours. Been a long time listener. This is my first time calling. Really excited.
Well, welcome to the show. It's always great to hear from a real, true believer.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so, I just wanted to say, I had recently been the victim of a catfish scheme, and
okay.
I had just found out that the woman that I was in a relationship with on the internet, turned out that she was actually a man who was extorting lots and lots and lots of money from me.
But was this man a fish?
Oh, I don't think so.
The catfish is not gender neutral.
But he's saying that it was a man, but not a fish.
Well,
is that...
I was just calling to say that I experienced what it feels like, so I know.
Okay.
And so I just wanted to say that, you know, it hurts a lot.
Well,
when you fall in love with somebody that you meet on the internet, and then it turns out to not be the person that they said that they were, and it's really hard. You know, it's really hard.
I believe I actually heard your story on Windy City Rejects. Was it on there recently?
Yes.
Was that you, Seymour?
Yes.
Wait, Seymour, what's Windy City Rejects?
It was a weird group of people who invited me to. I was really uncomfortable.
Were they fish?
I don't know. One of them smelled really funny.
Which one? Give me a name.
The one with the beard. I don't know. I don't know his name. It was a long time ago. Okay. But the point is that I just wanted to call in and say that, you know, what you're talking about, I've experienced it.
Well, okay. I have to say, if you used one of the dating sites online, the catfish have actually bought up a lot of those and taken them over.
Do we know which ones?
Well, there's a school of catfish, and they've bought up the majority of all of these dating apps. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about, like, Plenty of Fish or, you know.
That seems kind of right on the nose.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have a sense of humor. As you heard from our last caller, Trevor, his catfish actually was laughing at him.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yes.
That's so sad.
They have a sick sense of humor.
Don't think that's funny at all.
Yes.
No.
Because, you know, sometimes people, and it's not just the money. I mean, they give a lot of money. But sometimes they give their part of their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And these people get, you know, their heart gets.
Did terrible. You give a part of your heart?
I did. I fell in love with, I thought it was a woman. And so I went and he met me at a park.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I know that you think that I'm Susan. Her name was Susan. But he said, I know that you think I'm Susan, but I'm not Susan. I'm actually Steve. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not.
The guy's name was Steve.
Yes, his name was Steve. And he just, I mean, he wasn't bad looking. I will say this.
But did he have gills and whiskers?
He did have a mustache.
Oh, maybe he was a catfish.
Well, catfish, you can clearly tell when you see the giant catfish. It's clearly a fish.
Was he flopping around outside of the water? Did it look like he was dying?
He was moving his head around a lot.
Did he have a giant gaping mouth and kind of dead eyes?
He had an El Camino.
Well, Seymour, I think that you can do better and that you shouldn't sell yourself short. And beware of all of the online dating sites because, you know, they really may be owned by a school of catfish. They're everywhere.
That's weird.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Seymour.
Love your show.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a true believer. I think we have another caller coming in here. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, David. It's John Doe.
Wait, John Doe from episode one?
Was he in Star Wars?
It was about not the Akibai?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just up to. Hold on 1 second. I gotta let go of this.
What was that?
Finally. God, she weighed a ton. All right, I don't know if Mr. St. James is still there, but I think we know how to get rid of him now. I had an old rusty mic stand, and I ran it through her heart, and that.
Do you have a catfish?
So I need to know if you have any people who know how to dispose of a rug. Mr. Hickman?
We've lost him on the line. Oh, that's too bad.
Well, that was odd. Did that have anything to do with the catfish?
I don't know who that was at all. I have no knowledge of anyone by the name of John Doe.
I hope that poor man gets some help.
I hope so as well. And I hope he gets a better cell phone service because it was too bad we lost him there.
Yes.
We do have another caller coming up. What's your name and where are you from?
How you doing? My name's Larry Finley.
I'm sorry, what was that?
My name's Larry Finley.
Larry Finley?
Yes, okay. I'm from Steepwater, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And, I gotta say, I got a little issue with this, new syndicate of, like, catfish coming out. It's a little hard for me to admit, but I have been doing a little catfishing myself. I'm not one of these actual catfish per se, but I know the game that they are playing. And I think these guys are playing dirty, and they're stealing all of the good trawlers out there. So pissing me off and stealing our business.
I'm sorry, stealing all of the...
All the business.
All the business.
Catfishing, you know.
Yes. Well, you know, the catfish that we're talking about, they are kind of internet trolls trying to get your money. Is that what you do?
Okay. As opposed to these goddamn catfish coming in and stealing all the jobs.
Yes.
It makes no sense.
Well, Mr. Finley, if I may ask, what is your angle when it comes to the internet?
And well, getting... I catfish people, so I like put up myself a nice profile, mm-hmm. and you know, I say, and I love them a lot, and
yes.
I definitely ask them for money. You know, you always go for like those, like right in that widower era, widow age, right in there. They're real desperate.
Wait, are you saying middle age?
Yeah, you know, when the original one starts to die off.
Okay,
and then
okay.
You go back in there and they're vulnerable. That's when you get enough.
You're saying vulnerable.
Vulnerable. I see.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you use the same formula as the catfish.
They learned it from me, I think. I think they stole it.
That's interesting. Oh, and what has your rate of success dropped?
Yeah, absolutely. These guys are just slick.
How much would you say in the last 6 months or so?
I used to pull in good, easy, you know, six figures a year. Now I'm scraping down in those low five figures. It's pretty sad.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Yes. Well, all I can say is that we are trying to stop the catfish epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give me your IP address, then that would really help with my investigation so that I can help.
Why do you keep wanting people's IP addresses?
It would help my investigation.
I don't know why it would.
Well,
seems how you probably investigate me. I don't think I can give you my IP address. I just want you to take down this catfish syndicate, Warning, so us legitimate catfishers can get back to a real way of living and earning honestly. That's all I want.
Okay. Well.
All right. Well, thank you, Larry. I appreciate the call. Yeah, thank you. Katie, it's very interesting. There was an actual catfish there that was kind of weird.
Yes.
Hard to understand.
Yes.
Very wet sounding.
It was very wet. It was very, you know, concerning because typically what I found with the fish, they are very good at blending, at least in the audio world.
Okay.
That's why they hide from the visual.
Mm-hmm.
But Larry Finley, with the suspicious name, of course, you know.
I just got it. Finn.
Yes. So I'm not really sure what we were dealing with there. But I would like to investigate further.
Okay.
I was actually tracking that call.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll have our counterpoint when she's supposed to be on, and we'll take a couple more calls on Freak of the Week. Thank you.
BMI recording artist David Voxmullen has released his debut EP Until I Met You on DVMPE Music. Every time I look at you, blowing my mind just like you do, I got to have it. You can find David Voxmullen on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon MP3, and wherever else music is sold. You can also get a signed physical copy exclusively at davidvoxmullen.com while supplies last. Don't forget, you can add David Voxmullen songs from the EP to your Apple Music and Spotify playlists now.
Welcome back, True Believers. That was a great break, great sponsors, lots of cash.
Yes, I do love Chicken of the Sea.
Yes.
It's delicious.
It is delicious. We're here with Katie Dover. And now, finally, at the right time, we are joined by Elizabeth
Marin.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, they got you a box to sit on.
It's cardboard and hollow. So I'm sort of more hovering, but it's good for my glutes. So
beggars can't be choosers, and we are
not a beggar. I'm genuinely trying to help society.
And we are here talking about the catfish.
Yes. So much like the potty mouth, I'm a little confused since you generally don't like me in the room. Are we talking about the phenomenon of catfishing over the internet, or are you actually believing that there is a sentient catfish that lures people in through the internet.
Oh, yes, it is a sentient catfish.
An actual catfish, not
yes.
just a person trying to it pretend that they're
giant.
Not.
We had one yes. on the phone during the last segment.
We did. We didn't identify it
now,
until later.
Okay, so someone with a speech impediment doesn't automatically become a mythical creature?
His,
I feel that a bit reductive.
Well, his name was
Larry Finley.
Yes.
Well, because his name was mm-hmm. Finley, you use your word association to automatically assume that he's a fish?
Well, yeah, it was a pretty
so
bad
everyone
pun.
Everyone with the last name Finley is a fish.
I am a forensic expert, and I have traced it back to its source, and yes.
There you
Does
go.
Does that mean that everyone named Waterford is an aquatic car? By
they are on my
definition?
List.
Wow, Amazing. That was a pull.
They are on a list.
That was not a pull. That was directly related to the asinine things. That
Waterford.
You
oh, we've got somebody at the door.
I got a pizza here for Mr. Bill Phillips.
Another damn pizza. Go away.
Does it have olives?
And anchovies?
Yeah, actually it has a whole bunch of weird
stuff. I will pay for it. I will take it and I will not share it.
Right,
thank you, sir.
Here you go.
God help me.
Here you go.
Why?
You want some wine with that? I've got some from, you know, the dressing room.
Does it have the flowers in it? The hibiscus flowers?
Yes.
That's amazing. I will totally take
that. That was for you. That was for you.
Well, you know.
Girls share.
We do. Here you go. Cheers.
Thank you.
We're going to take a call here because why not? Caller, what's your name? What's up? Where are you from?
This is Pecan Sandy.
Pecan Sandy.
I'm from Savannah.
Of course you are.
And don't make assumptions based on a person's name, Mr. Havlick.
I was
Unless
going by the accent, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's Hickney.
Sandy, that's very interesting. I may have known
sure
some of your relatives. Tell me, how long have you lived in Savannah, Pecan?
Well, my family goes back here generations.
Wait, let me get this pronounced pecan, not pecan, yes?
That's correct.
I thought it was pecan.
Pecan Sandy.
Right.
I thought that was clear.
Why are you calling Pecan?
Well, I was calling because I don't believe in all this catfish nonsense. You see, I've met plenty of men on the internet, and they have given me money, but I fully intend on visiting them in person.
So you go on the internet to receive money from men that you don't know?
I don't ask for it. They just give it to me.
Now, do you have gills?
What kind of question is that?
I think it's a relevant question because of the topic we're talking about.
And I just told you I don't believe in any of this catfish.
I didn't say, do you believe in gills? I said, do you have gills?
I believe in gills, but I don't believe in any of this catfish.
So Pecan, let me, I just want to make it perfectly clear. You do not solicit the money from any of these men.
Oh,
they
no.
choose on their own to send it to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. They just appreciate my company.
Do you actually give them company in person, or just chat
oh,
with them online?
Oh, I fully intend on doing that.
You fully intend on, okay. Do you send them any photographs?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Of yourself?
Sure.
And do okay. you have a webcam?
No, I can't afford such a thing.
Very interesting.
Do you have a gaping mouth and whiskers?
Well, I mean, in my family, we ladies do tend to have a little fuzz on the upper lip.
Now, Pecan, I have to say, I have a blank check in front of me. Would you say that you love me?
Well, I hardly know you.
But could you be convinced?
Well, anybody can be convinced.
See, this is very
See,
troubling.
I feel that love is a thing that you can choose. I'm fairly certain it's something that happens. It's a biological urge that a lot of us feel. It's chemicals.
And I agree, but with the catfish...
It's not chemicals. It's a connection of the souls. Has nothing to do with chemistry.
With the catfish, it has everything to do with the transactional value to
okay.
that catfish.
Of course. How much would it take for you to love me, Pecan?
There's no monetary amount that would definitely
okay, so
equate
you're,
to that.
So you're not a catfish, then?
That was bubble speak. That was bubble speak, ladies and gentlemen.
As you've defined catfish, I don't believe that Pecan is a catfish.
Wait, that was bubble speak?
Yes, I am getting our translators
Wait,
on that right now.
Do you speak bubble?
I do not. I have translators to do that for me.
So how did you know it was bubble speak?
Oh, I have heard of it. I have heard it. I just could not translate it myself. I am not fluent. That was a very high-end dialect.
I'm sorry, madam, but I'm afraid you just don't know what you're talking about.
I'm afraid that I'm an expert.
Based you're afraid that you're exactly? an expert? You shouldn't be afraid to be intelligent as a woman.
Oh, I'm not. I just don't want him to feel intimidated because then they tend to clam up.
Who's
I
him?
I hope you are
Mr.
speaking
Hickney?
About the host.
Yes.
What? Wait, Hickney, clam up?
Yes.
Don't
we
like
our seafaring puns.
I don't like the way these ladies are talking to me either, Pecan. Thank you for calling in. It's really appreciated.
Now, if you, you know, just make way to pay for my travel to go to wherever you are, I'd be happy to come.
Ah, damn it. You are a catfish.
This is classic.
Bye, Pecan.
Bring pizza.
Don't bring pizza.
You have just seen how they work. How do you feel?
So I believe that Pecan, there's definitely a possibility that Pecan is the actual definition of catfish.
Yes, she was.
But not a physical catfish.
But we have
no
webcam.
Because catfish can't speak.
These catfish
at least not.
So how do you explain the photos?
The photos is obviously scopophobia, which is fear of being photographed.
No, but the photos people have gotten. The grainy photos.
No one has actually gotten a photo. I've seen these photos. They're mostly underwater, usually looking like they're possibly in a fish tank, and very close up.
Well, where else would a catfish live?
Well, according to you, in front of the internet, there's
Well, the internet can't be inside of a tank?
It's a very sophisticated setup.
Have you ever tried to use the internet in a submarine? Because I have.
Katie, do you know if we can use the internet inside of a fish tank?
Well, you have to have a waterproof webcam, or you have to have it set up so that the webcam is actually encased
in a
waterproof
setting. Why would you have a
webcam
if you don't want photos of yourself, though?
Exactly, they don't.
Okay, but
you can
be on the internet in the tank.
I, as an expert, am able to access their webcams within their laptops because they're built in, and some of them do not cover them.
And their laptops are waterproof?
Yes, I can insert a Trojan into their computer. They won't even know that they're clicking on it. And then I can access the webcam, and that's where we get the grainy photos.
Can I just
because,
point
as
out
you
that,
said,
that inserting,
it's water.
Inserting a Trojan is a misnomer. Calling it a Trojan is wrong. The Trojans were the ones that were killed. It was the Greeks that were in the horse. So you'd actually be inserting a Greek. Just letting
it's
you
just
know that.
The common vernacular.
Yeah, it's incorrect vernacular. That's what I'm saying.
I'm fairly certain you're all insane and need therapy, and the only reason I keep coming back to the show is because I'm trying so desperately to help.
Uh-huh. All right, we have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Saul Kowalski.
Saul Kowalski.
I'm from New York, New York.
Ah, from the Big Apple.
Yes, sir.
As opposed to the Little Apple. Which is in Michigan.
Funny young whippersnapper. Now, let me. I've been looking around for one of these catfishes. I'm a lonely man, you see. And I was just wondering how one would go about actually landing one of these catfishes.
Wait, you want to find a catfish?
I'm a lonely man, sir.
I think you should beware.
If you want to land a catfish, my best information would be a heavy weight, a large hook, liver with possible stinky cheese. Get some every time.
You're talking about actual fishing right now, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am. I'm an avid fisherwoman.
I'm
fisherwoman?
In love, not
I'm not a
fish.
Fisherman. Fisher person?
Angler?
Excellent. Gender neutral term. Angler.
Thank you. I have a brain.
Do you?
Wow. Anyway, Katie, could you maybe help Saul find a catfish? How would he do that?
Well, first, I would like to say there is such a thing as a fisherwoman. An angler is probably the more preferable term.
I think angler is more for deep-sea fishing and large game.
Let's get out of the semantics game, shall we?
Well,
marlin and such.
Exactly, yes.
Marlin Wayans.
You truly have an expert. However, she doesn't believe that my catfish is a true catfish, and I would love to prove you wrong sometime. But to you, Saul, I would like to say that you need to be careful because you sound like a sweet and vulnerable man, a mature man, and the catfish are always listening, and they will find you.
I'm 19 years old. I don't really give two shits about getting taken advantage of and taken. I'm trying to get taken advantage of.
Ah, well, in that case, go to any of the well-known dating sites. They are probably owned by one of the school of fish tribes, and then you can be their victim. Yes.
Get one tribal. Of your great-great-grandchildren to teach you how to use the internet.
Have you asked him yet? Why have you not asked him for his IP address?
Oh, he just sounds so sweet and like he needs to get
laid. Oh, you don't want his IP address?
No, this wine is making me nice and relaxed, and I feel like somebody else could do that.
Would you like some liver and stinky cheese with that wine?
I'm not a catfish.
I actually think liver and stinky cheese is delicious.
I'm not asking you.
On bread? With some crusty... Yes.
I wasn't asking you.
Delicious. I'll get some pears.
That sounds fantastic.
It'll be
along with apples.
Yes.
Big apples.
I like it. Ms. Dover, I couldn't help but notice that you have a very large mouth. Thank you, caller. I apologize for not getting back to you.
I hope you find someone, Saul.
I your mouth is actually quite large.
Well, my Botox must be wearing off.
Uh-huh.
It's a very rude thing to say.
It's just an observation.
But that doesn't mean that you have to... Do you feel is it compulsory for you to point out every observation that you
look,
made?
Look, there's method to the madness.
Even if it may be perceived as rude?
There is method to the madness, even if you can't see it with your short-sighted vision of things.
I have glasses for my short-sightedness.
That's nearsightedness, thank you very much.
It's the same thing. You're arguing semantics with me now.
You were arguing semantics earlier.
No.
We have a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Yes. My name is Dane.
Dane?
Yes, I'm from New York City.
Another New Yorker.
Double tap from New York.
Yes, the Big Apple, eh?
Hey.
Not the Little Delicious. Apple from Michigan?
No, yes. I would like to admit, I've been a catfish before. You see, I often get judged on my physical appearance. I have an old injury, so I've been forced to catfish online a few times.
Fascinating.
I'm sorry, what's your name, Dane?
Yes,
you Dane. Sound very familiar to me.
Yes, I suppose I get that a lot. Anyways,
a bit like Santa Claus talking in a barrel.
That's a bit offensive. What kind of...
Wait, is this Santa Claus?
No, I'm not Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is not a catfish.
Santa Claus owes me money.
I just want to
Santa Claus is
say
the bane of my existence,
on the record.
I'm just saying.
He owes me money.
Yes, I've got a question for this Dover. I think I may have encountered this literal catfish you've described.
Fascinating. Tell me about it.
Well, we were talking online for a while, and apparently I wanted to meet. Let's see, wanted to meet near the waste treatment plant for some reason, but I thought it might be romantic, so I went out there to meet her, and she was not as she described.
How would you describe her?
Well, to begin with, she was a man.
A man? Was she a man fish?
Yeah.
Was she a giant male catfish?
Did she have vacant eyes, flopped around?
Oh, they have quite intelligent eyes. You'd be surprised.
Oh, I just assumed because normal catfish have pretty vacant eyes.
Yeah, rather menacing eyes and a scaly skinned appearance, although I didn't see any gills.
Yes. Well, I think that you, in fact, did meet a catfish. They like
you just got catfished, which is still very different than what you're trying to say.
Also,
well, they like to meet. They need their water. So the fact that he was at a waste treatment plant, we heard before,
oh,
they were by a lock.
How do you
they
know
always,
that someone didn't just happen to work at the waste treatment facility? That's a very important job.
You're such a
naysayer.
It is. Such a naysayer.
It's very
the actual reason that I'm here.
I don't know the reason you're here anymore.
It's called counterpoint.
It's very important, but I don't think it's a coincidence that Dane here met his date at a waste treatment plant.
And to answer the feminist viewpoint, he actually didn't have a uniform on. He was bare-chested.
Were there scales on his chest?
It was a very scaly
That's called
appearance.
Eczema.
That's interesting. They don't usually wear jeans unless they're custom-made. Are you sure? Tell me more about the physical appearance. How tall would you say this man was?
Rather tall. A little taller than I, perhaps. 7 feet.
That fits the description.
Very tall. Yes. Dane, I'm gonna ask you because your voice sounds very familiar to me.
Right.
Did you ever call in on my old show, The Truth? Maybe about the episode about man bats.
I've been a long-time listener of yours.
Ah, true believer.
Yes. But this is a completely different matter.
Long-time listener of all four episodes?
Three.
Only three episodes.
Hey, you know, when you get shut down by the government, you know you're doing something right.
I used to listen to The Truth. That was a good show before it was turned off.
Damn right it was.
But in the future, how can I possibly avoid these catfish? When they are so large and menacing.
Yes, I would say it's a good policy to avoid meeting anyone at a waste management treatment facility.
Now she tells me.
Yes, I would say perhaps meet at an Olive Garden.
They're everywhere.
For me,
I like Olive Garden.
I do too.
It's not authentic Italian, but no. You can bring your family.
It's delicious, a never-ending pasta.
I just make my own pasta here. I grow my own wheat.
Olive Garden smells nice, but for me, eating the breadsticks is a bitch.
Why is it a bitch?
Well, I have an old injury.
Do you have a gluten intolerance?
No, it's a rather embarrassing injury, and it's the reason I have to catfish in the first place.
Wait, I'm confused. Are you the catfish?
Yeah.
Or did you meet the catfish?
It does sound like you're underwater.
This is suspicious.
Well, you also said you had two catfish.
I did. I have to disguise my appearance because I often get judged by this old injury, even though I work out quite a bit. And I'm rather jacked, as they say.
Are you scaly, would you say?
I told you
it's called eczema.
I'm not scaly. It's rather offensive. I admit I don't have any hair, but I'm rather good-looking for my age.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tom Hardy.
Well, yes, he's a rather good-looking man, yes.
He's handsome.
I suppose so. I don't know what that has to do with catfish, but okay.
But should I have missed over? Should I have tried to capture this catfish for you?
It is always good to have an actual specimen. So if you ever encounter another catfish, yes, please. And then I will send you my email address. We'll speak privately after, so if you wait online.
My men and I will try to capture him. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dane. We are starting to run out of time. I would just like to say, I think, we have one more caller. Caller, go ahead.
You're really great with the false endings, Mr. Hickney.
It is very suspenseful.
Literally every time I'm here.
Why?
Four episodes.
Is this every time?
It's every time.
Not every time.
Maybe it's his thing. Maybe we should discuss this too. There are probably groups for you. I can find one. What's your IP address?
Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, it's Sandy again.
Oh, Sandy. Hey.
Oh, hello, Sandy.
I thought your first name was Pecan.
It's Sandy for short.
Or maybe it's Miss Sandy.
Sorry, I was trying to economize my phrasing.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back to the show.
I identify you with the correct name.
I was just wondering if you had that Saul's contact information.
Well, I think Saul would really like if he were to be contacted. But Sandy, this is very interesting. So are you admitting to the world and to us that you are, in fact, a catfish?
I'm just trying to give company to somebody who's obviously very lonely.
A noble pursuit.
But
however,
you a fish?
Are you a fish?
No, I'm a human being. That's why I'm asking.
Well, it seems like if I'm talking to you, I would be a person, no?
Not necessarily.
Catfish can't speak.
Oh, that's an assumption.
Katie, can I ask you a question? Are there any cases of catfish catfishing one another? If not, I feel like this might be a good case study for you.
Well, you know, they have never documented a case. However, there are suspicions that it has occurred.
Suspicions?
Yes.
Suspicions.
Isn't
like
that
a
just
stare down, but
catfish?
You can't tell who would actually blink, because if we were catfish.
Well, catfish themselves are a real thing. They are, in fact, real entities if you ever met one or saw a picture. And I was actually hoping Pecan Sandy might send us a picture for all of these people who do not believe that you exist. You could be the voice for your species.
If you want to see a nice picture of catfish, I do an excellent fish fry every Friday and Sunday.
That sounds delightful.
Yes, it sounds amazing. Katie, would you go to a fish fry?
You can learn through a culture through food.
Really, you would go to a fish fry?
I would have to know
source. Would you eat the fish?
Well, I can't even say locally sourced. I would have to know the source.
What if it was line caught catfish? Would you eat line caught catfish?
It would depend on the size. If it were 6 foot or above, no.
Why?
Because it would be a person. It would be a sentient being. And to me, and it would if be they one are of cognizant, your own, wouldn't
it? Any species of catfish it would be, that grows to that large.
It would be one of your own, wouldn't it? You're a catfish, aren't you?
I am not a catfish.
Mr. Hickney, she's sitting right here. You're looking right at her. She
makeup and
heels.
Costume work is an amazing thing.
Mac makes really? A wonderful foundation.
Right, foundation.
Someday I'm going to get you into
thank you, Pecan.
Can I just leave my contact information? You can follow me at Pecan Sandy bloop bloop on Instagram.
Pecan Sandy, we are already following you.
Thank you, Pecan.
Bloop bloop.
Appreciate it. Well, that's all the time that we have. Thank you to Katie Dover, the catfish. And thank you to Elizabeth Malapala. I am David Hickney.
Marin,
thank whatever.
Thank you for having me.
I am David Hickney, signing off, True Believers. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Who would have thunk that? What? All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the hell? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Paul Hinnick, Elizabeth Grahulik, Jeff Manning, Dave Musto, and David Vox Mullen are, but we're going to have words. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. I'm going to have to talk to them. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.